Welcome, my darling treasure,
to a space of sensual, connected, hypnotic conditioning and goddess devotion. We're going to be focusing on bringing your awareness of the information you take in through your senses into a state of heightened clarity. So make certain that you won't be distracted. I'm sure you've prepared a comfortable space and cleared out interruptions. But make sure that in your excitement you haven't left on any potential noisemakers that might distract your attention.
Good treasure.
Begin by paying attention to all of the information your body is giving you right now. It might help to begin taking deep, even breaths, as though you were pretending to be asleep. Fall very still and notice the way your feet feel. Your calves, your thighs. Are your heavy arms relaxed or tense, tired or aching to be full? Does your head feel empty and light, or are there tight discomforts that you can ease by telling your muscles that this is your time when it is safe to relax and be loose? Is your neck and throat constricted or open? And how does that feel? Let information drift in from your shoulders and back, your heart, torso, all through your midsection. Finally, notice the feelings at the base of your stomach, down into your calf, and all throughout your pelvis. Just feeling yourself begin to relax into trance is already creating warm and hard desire there. While listening to your body as clearly as you listen to my voice, stretch and relax your muscles into lax comfort, still taking grounding deep breaths to help clear and heal the aches and clenchings that are already fading away. Isn't it amazing how easy it is to relax when you're obeying my every suggestion? If I can make your body feel so much better this quickly by guiding you, imagine how good you might be feeling by the end of this session. We're going to journey down into trance by circling your attention in to one very specific point of your body. Falling deeper and deeper with each level zoomed in on with our focus, each level has a number beginning with five, the level of your whole body, and counting down to one, a point about one or two inches in diameter, to which I will be directing you. As I begin to describe each level by telling you its number, you will become even more capable of focusing on and obeying my instruction. Your senses will become twice as acute, and everything you are not paying attention to will drift farther away, leaving you free and empty of everything not on the current level of specific consideration. We are now on level five, which includes your entire body, both physical and energetic. You have already been doing a wonderful job experiencing level five, as you have been becoming present to the way your entire body feels. Take in those sensations, not as separate events happening in your right calf or the center of your shoulder blade, as though they are different things, and let the gestalt, the whole picture of what you're feeling, flow through you in one connected experience. The air on your skin has a flavor that harmonizes and resonates the flutter of your heartbeat. Every cell carries a code that feeds its context into the system in its entirety. Processed in one mind, each part working in concert with or without your attention to express the dream of one organizing animal. Experience yourself as a whole being existing in total accord with yourself in every way. You are aware of the inner workings of your entire body as they appear in their entirety. And every piece of input available to you tunes the radar of your senses to even greater capability for awareness. And the more clearly you are able to envision yourself through your sense of your body, the easier it is to relax and let go, falling deeper into my sensual spell with a unified grace. Notice a particular feeling from nowhere in particular on this level. The way your erotic devotion, your satisfaction from trance and goddess worship, the pull to surrender permeates throughout the oneness of your essential being. Notice, accept, and appreciate that the fetish that draws you to my enchantment is not a localized phenomenon. It is part of everything that you are, in every moment of your life, in every part of your body. There is no point or need to wrestle within yourself about your submission. Adoration and obedience are a beautiful part of your whole self, and I love that about you, treasure. Now we're going to move down to level four, where you will only be attentive to half of your body, taking in twice as much information from your senses. Picture a circle running through your knees at the bottom and your sternum at its top. As you sink into the pleasant relief of a sound or trance, your ability to process sensation becomes fuller and even more open. The vibrational throb of your building erotic energy pulses with increasing crisp flicker, so movingly beautiful that you may be very surprised you never noticed the dimension before. But you can be certain the basis for the perception rises every time you are in an aroused state. Follow that momentum downward to level three, as the circle shrinks to again half your area of focus and double the intensity of experience, sharpening in to include just the area from your belly button to your thigh. Thrilling, tantalizing explosions, like the shattering of a flock of birds taking off from deep within your pelvis, a chaotic burst with an ineffable organization, the fire of desire within your most intimate core. Let all the sensations flow, pulling you into an abyss of nothing but the unfathomable ache of pleasurable longing that breaks you open and fills you up. To descend into level two, transform your circle of attention into a sphere just large enough to include your cock, your balls, and the most sensitive parts of your ass. Spread your legs comfortably open to help isolate the area I want you focused on, connecting the sensuality of your ass to the throbbing, penetrating urges of your cock. Even if the feeling of being again twice is inundated with data from your so excited erogenous nerve feels overwhelming as well as exhilarating, just let that inflammation burn away all of your resistance, surrendering into the voices of your flesh and the power of your erotic being. The more you surrender, the more profound the alteration of your consciousness, the more able you are to process exquisite physical and metaphysical pleasure. And dropping finally into level one, all of your boundless concentration now centered on one small sphere of interest that encompasses the flesh between your testicles and your asshole, commonly referred to as the taint, more formally as your perineum, as well as the delectable erotic buttons under the skin. Such a very good treasure, able to focus so well on that delicate nerve-packed point, so inundated with erotic messages that even with twice the amount of awareness available to you as you have fallen down deeper for me, there still seems to be an infinite amount of arousal to explore, contained just within those few inches of your body. Go ahead and spread your legs even a little wider to get the best possible clarity of focus selection, the clearest readings of your state as felt through level one. Everything is in that one highly manipulable, sensitized spot, that is in this moment everything that you are, because it is everything that you know, the condensed reality of what you are, and what the universe is, in its complex entirety pulsating with a driving primal vigor. All bound into the base of your loins. There is nothing that you cannot feel in the zone of your attention. Even the air flowing over your skin is like feathers lashing you from the hands of naughty angels. The pushing and pounding of your arousal feels like you're being massaged from the inside to incite more passion. And now I'm going to release the extreme sensitivity you've achieved so well outward to extend to the other levels of selective experience you have been through, maintaining the depth of trance and surrender you are currently enjoying. As I count back up through the levels, let your experience expand into total presence to erotic bliss, releasing level two, including your cock and your ass, smoothly increasing to incorporate level three, covering your pelvis and the areas just above and below. Even more to take in on level four, swelling to take in your chest and half of your leg, and radiating into level five, where your deep and full experience of sensation can now be experienced throughout your entire body. Such a good and obedient treasure you are. But this is just the beginning of your sensuality training. Because I want you to carry a heightened form of conscious experience with you beyond this session. Until the next time you have an orgasm, I want you to continue to build the habit of using your conscious attention to connect to the input of your body. And I want you to fast from sexual relief until you fulfill all the conditions I'm going to lay out for you. Of course, fasting will also help establish more intense physical observation observation, as well as make you even more susceptible to erotic control, pushing you to greater compulsion to please me with your devoted obedience. In this way, you will learn that at all times, your body is bringing you thousands and thousands of pieces of intricate and fascinating information. Each and every one, potentially an experience of sex. For this phase of conditioning, I don't necessarily want all of your erotic energy to be all about me. But I do want all of your energy to be erotic energy. I don't want you to feel like you can completely experience your life without conscious eroticism, because your senses are constantly bringing you back to the sexuality of your sensuality. An enormous benefit to fasting at any time is that it helps keep you present in the moment. One of the best ways to focus on the present is by making sure you're aware of your body rather than drifting in your mind's idle traps. When you're fasting, your body forces awareness upon you through a constant buzz of erotic desire focused in your cock, balls, and sacrum. And as your erotic desperation crests and resides, it's as though each orgasm you never had recedes into you, changing your body's chemistry to make you more malleable and obedient, and to heighten your senses even more. I'm going to take you through another exercise that will demonstrate the extent to which I want you to achieve sensual focus. I want you to think about how very, very attentive and centered you could be if you had been fasting for me for what felt like weeks and weeks and months and full of constant teasing and relentless and torturous, tantalizing. With sweet assurances of what a good treasure you are between bouts of getting you so desperately aroused, so that you feel loved and possessed into your most protected core. Imagine building and building energy in your cock, making you so very aware of every movement of your body. The way every touch shivers, whether it's simply your foot hitting the ground and the vibration traveling upward, exciting you, or shutting a door and feeling the thump travel up your arm and down your spine into your cup. It would be impossible feeling this way to lose track of your body as you so often do. And the pulsing throb that absorbs you is a rush beyond any chemical creation. A vivid reminder to every cell of your flesh that you are passionately alive. Suppose that this had been your state for so long that you have lost consciousness of any other thought or desire but to do anything necessary to earn relief. Your sole obsession, your only want, is for any permission to play that I might grant you. Just being allowed to stroke yourself and finally, devote that explosion of erotic energy would be so good, wouldn't it, treasure? Do you see how very attentive you can be? And now contemplate how much more ardent you control burning into the pinpoint of your attention. If I had you laid out, warm and naked, tranced up and tranced down, and tranced up and tranced down, and teased and worked until you're begging and past begging, quivering, and almost still,
and almost still.
But at last, I've come to you, and stripped off bra and panties, while leaving on stockings, and wrapped my naked thighs around you, so that you can feel the heat of my pussy with your outrageously sensitive cock. You can feel me reach down and prepare your cock for play. And I can hear breaths, a regular report of your ongoing arousal torment. As I straddle you and you moan beneath me with restless anticipation, you can feel how urgently turned on I am. You can feel how satisfying your devotion is and how much I'm craving your cock. In that moment, when I place myself over you, you feel my claws driving into the back of your skull as I half whisper, fuck me now, treasure. The amount of presence, the amount of intensity that you would have driving your cock into my wet pussy. When I have commanded you to fuck me, and you know I mean hard, that should be your goal level of attention you pay the reality of your information input system. I want you to feel sensations as aggressively as you would feel the warm, wet sliding of your cock into my pussy. Having waited so long, wanting so much, that's the way I want you to touch things. Your own skin, soft blankets, rough walls, and snow and warm water falling all over you. I want you to feel with all of that powerful pushing, embracing, and penetrating focus that you would feel serving my pleasure with your body. I want you to taste things like you would taste me in your kisses along my neck, my collarbone, my cleavage. I want you to fully experience taste the way you would the sweet, subtle taste of your goddess. I want you to treat every moment as an opportunity to be sensually fucking your goddess through your experience of the world. So grateful to be programmed thusly by divine radiance and opened up both to the simple sensual experience as well as the profoundly submissive erotic play of being in a state where every moment is an opportunity to feel the benefits of my control over you. Every scent that reaches you to be drawn deeply in and savored is like being teased and stroked by delicate goddess hands. A fixating flavor is a possessive grip on your cock, each ringing fresh sound that joyfully astonishes you like a playful grab at your ass. The sound of a hypnotic voice is an amazing gift for which your appreciation will bubble and spill over into acts of adoration. And all trances will have not only their own intended effects, but an increase of your sensual focus and rising energetic arousal. All sensual experiences are experiences of your goddess. And the more you embrace that narrative understanding of your perception, the more effective and extraordinary all the pleasing teasing that is every bit of feeling, hearing, seeing, tasting, and smelling will become. Whatever touches
whatever
you
touches
will increasingly touches feel increasingly like being touched like directly, being touched by, your
directly by your goddess.
And even your own hands on your cock will feel like the instruments like of your virtual goddess your virtual manifesting to play with you. As much as I know, you can't wait to experience this state until you are broken and transformed in just the ways that I want you to be. I'm sure you are also a little curious what you're going to have to do to have my permission to break your fast, aren't you, treasure? What condition will demonstrate your total embrace of your training, your accomplishment,
your
harite? You will be ready for the orgasm I have in mind for you when the beauty of a sensory input moves you to tears, or at least nearly so. When a piece of music or a gorgeous woman comes into your awareness in such a way that you are struck,
spellbound,
and you get a sudden rise in your throat and pressure behind your eyes, and when your chest swells with the need for an emotional release, let it happen. Give in to that tide of emotion and everything that pours out of you with it. Leaving you empty and pure, ready to complete your devotion with a fully present and aware orgasm in a state of erotic and emotional peak. After that point, you should complete your devotion by listening to this session again, integrating all of the programming into your open psyche and building to this point. Right now, if you're in the sensitization part of this process, I'm sure it only makes you more desperately aroused to think about being close to permission to orgasm as you hear these sentences during a future trance. Doesn't it, treasure? And you will always find my voice just now so outrageously erotic and compelling. And if you've completed your fast, you're experiencing just how true that prediction is. Aren't you malleable treasure? If, and only if, this is at least your second listen to this session, and you have obediently carried out all of my instructions, you now have my permission to release after I wake you. Optimally, you should create a sensual devotion ritual. But you are a very good treasure and deserve your reward, whether your dedication is simple or elaborate. Of course, if this doesn't apply to you, you now know how much you want to have my permission in this moment. And you couldn't possibly ruin that accomplishment by releasing against my will. Could you, treasure? Now, before I wake you, I want you to take a moment to reflect on your highly sensitized and eroticized state and how to smoothly continue in this mindset in your waking life to maximize the impact of your experience. What sensations are you particularly looking forward to enjoying as a form of sexual devotion? Take a few deep breaths as you create clear intentions to be a particularly pleasing treasure to me, as well as get the most benefit to yourself from your instruction. Get your obedience plan all in place. And find yourself very, very aware, and aroused the next time you hear me say up. Beginning to stir as I count to three. One, excited to go play now, aren't you good treasure? Two, very easy and invigorating to be wakeful and aroused. Three, up. Enjoy yourself, my sweet treasure, and listen more soon.